So we had to delay a little bit because there was some lightning in the area. So the on-site NCAA representative had to adjust the practice times a little bit, and then we finished a little bit early. So thanks for your patience. And anyway, let me just go ahead and start out by announcing that tomorrow's starting pitcher will be Mikhail Hilliard for game one. Landon Marceau will start game two. And if there is a game three, it will be A.J. Labus. The reason that we're going to go in that order is simply that I want to give Landon Marceau an extra day's rest. I think he probably could have pitched tomorrow night. He feels great, but you can ask Landon directly how he feels. All indications are he feels great. But as hard as he worked last weekend, I just felt the prudent thing to do was to give him another day's rest. Fortunately, the NCAA put us on the Saturday through Monday format for this weekend. I feel like Mikhail, he threw only about 60 pitches in his start. He threw one inning on Monday, and he looks really great. His arm speed looks good. His command looks good. He threw a little light bullpen yesterday, and he looked, absolutely normal. And I have all the confidence in the world that he's ready to go. And is going to be great. The first two games have equal importance as far as I'm concerned. And both games, both pitchers for the opposing team are equally outstanding. So the matchups, whether you pitch game one or game two, you're going to go up against another team's outstanding starting pitcher. So to me, it's irrelevant whether it's game one or game two on which game you're starting your guy. And I just felt that the prudent thing to do was Mikhail would be a little bit fresher, and the extra day's rest will help Landon. And this is what we decided to do. So,
well, now that you're back in Knoxville, I guess just kind of take me through your thoughts on getting back in the ballpark, familiarizing yourself with it, and getting ready for the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it felt good to get back out here. They added some bleachers. I see something tells me it's going to be a pretty raucous crowd, and we're looking forward to the atmosphere. It's going to be, college baseball at its finest. The people here love college baseball. The team that we're going to be playing is an outstanding ball club. We had a great series with them earlier this year. They were able to win all three games against us. They were very close games, as everybody knows. I think all three games were decided by a total of four runs. Just great games. Their capacity was limited back then, so the crowds, I think, were somewhere in the low 1,000s. I don't think we'll see that this week, and I think there'll be, packed stadium. And, it's going to be electric. And I think our players, I know our coaches, are extremely excited about it. It's going to be a great experience for everybody involved, and hopefully we can find a way to emerge victorious.
Hey, Coach, Tony Petello said this week during his Zoom that at this point in the season, he's looking at his young guys as if they're seniors. I mean, is that how you're looking at your freshmen, younger guys, as they're starting to act like veterans, they're starting to play like veterans, they're just older now?
Well, when we came here at earlier in the year, it was the first road series many of our players had experienced in the SEC. We had played one series in the SEC at home against a really good Mississippi State team. The first two games, we really didn't compete that well. And then the third game, we beat them. I thought that we had a chance here, but the games were really close. We just didn't win them. But, going on the road for the first time in the SEC was a tremendous challenge. Our players were kind of feeling their way through it, but now we're hardened. We've been on the road for five road series, plus we had to go on the road in the regional round and played a really tough Oregon team in a different environment. So I just feel like our team is much more hardened. They're more confident. They've seen a lot of experiences. We played at Ole Miss in front of a huge crowd. There was no attendance limitations. And we had success. We had success at Kentucky. We had success at Texas A&M. We had success at Auburn. We had success at Oregon. So all those experiences allow their confidence to continue to grow. And so I think we're a completely different team than we were back then. you know, does that mean that we'll win here? Obviously, we're going to have to go out there and play tremendous because we're going up against one of the best ball clubs in the country. And they're also more experienced, as Tony, I'm sure, told you. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, a great series. And, you know, whichever team plays the best baseball is going to emerge from the Super Regional.
Paul, what are the specific things that you've seen, you kind of alluded to there a second ago, you've seen maybe Tennessee evolve and improve in, either whether it's player or team, since your meeting early in SEC play?
Well, for one thing, Mikhail Hilliard, you know, he has emerged as a starting pitcher for us. You remember game two when we played at Tennessee, Jaden Hill was our number two starting pitcher. Unfortunately for him and for our team, he was injured a couple weeks later and out for the year. Mikhail at that time was a little bit inconsistent out of the bullpen. When he was good, he was really good. When he wasn't on top of his game, it wasn't as good, obviously. But once we put him into the rotation, he's been fabulous. And his freshman year, he was in the rotation. He was fabulous most of the year then, and he's been really outstanding for our team. And I shudder at the thought of where we'd be without him and the way he's pitched for us. That's one thing. I think the emergence of Javen Coleman, our left-handed freshman, Javen Coleman, he's pitched unbelievable. I think, you know, our second base situation is solidified now. We've had to move Drew Bianco to center field because of the nagging injury to Giovanni DiGiacomo. And Drew Bianco has played phenomenal in center field for us. And I think Zach Arnold has really played well at second base for us and done great offensively. So our lineup is pretty solid now. We know what everybody is capable of doing. Everybody's playing with confidence. They know they're going to be in there. And I just think it's one of those things that as the season wears on, you just find out the guys that you know you can count on, who's and they know they're going to be in there. They're going to play with confidence. You know, they're all the way in. You know, they're not playing with one foot out the door, and they're not worrying about keeping their job. They just want to beat the other team, and so they're out there letting it rip and, you know, take it as it comes and hopefully play well. So I just feel like there's a lot of things about our team that are different now than it was 2 months ago.
How different does Tennessee look, if at all, at this point compared to back then?
I don't really know because I didn't watch him play that much after we played him. You know, we played him early in the year, and you know, I caught glimpses of him playing here and there. We got dumped out of the SEC tournament pretty early. I didn't really watch that much of it after. I was kind of busy making the decision on whether or not I wanted to retire or not, and that kind of took most of my attention through the latter part of the SEC tournament. So I really didn't pay that close of attention to them. I know they played well at the SEC tournament, made it to the championship game against Arkansas, but I didn't get to watch them much after we played them. But I'm sure that they played well because they won 20 ball games and won their division. And obviously, congratulations go to them. And they had a great year.
Well, I know you talked about how this team has had their rough road woes and they've gone through the ringer a little bit and gotten adjusted to a hostile environment, but how do you think they'll adjust back to a Tennessee? Because it seems they stood out with their hostility last time you were over at Rocky Top. So with an increase in that amount, how do you think they'll do?
Listen, first of all, I want to apologize for those comments that I made a couple of months ago. I really think that was blown way out of proportion. I didn't mean in any way to criticize the people in Tennessee. I love the people in Tennessee, and I stuck my foot in my mouth and made some comments that I really didn't think about before I said. I didn't mean in any way to criticize the people here. They're wonderful people. And the question was asked to me, you know, how our freshmen handled the first time being on the road. And, you know, there were a handful of young kids, college kids, that were riding Trey Morgan pretty hard. And my comments were about him being nasty towards him, him not handling it very well. It wasn't so much criticizing them as much as it was saying that Trey Morgan wasn't handling it very well, that he had to learn how to handle it. And somebody listened to it and wrote something, and I really think it got blown out of proportion. I really did not mean to criticize anybody from the city or state or anything like that. You know, they were just rooting for their team. And, you know, you go to any ballpark in the SEC, including Alec Box Stadium, and you're going to hear fans saying things to the other team to try to distract them and get them away from their game. And our players had to learn to handle that. You know, there's nothing said differently here than you'd find at Alec Box Stadium, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, or any other ballpark in our league. And it's what makes it fun, you know, and our players needed to learn to handle it. And that just happened to be the first experience that they had in this league. And our players have learned to handle it. So, you know, when there's only 1,000 people in the stands, you pretty much hear everything. When there's 5,000 people in the stands or 10,000 people in the stands, that you really can't hear anything that's being said because it's so loud and it's more of a murmur. So our players are going to handle things fine. You know, they're used to it now. Like I said, we played at Ole Miss when there was no limit on the capacity. We've played at other places, and our players are more mature now. They're grown up. And I feel really bad about the comments that I made, and I really do apologize. I didn't mean to insult anybody, and I've been coming to Tennessee a lot of times, and the people here are wonderful, and the last thing in the world I wanted to do was insult anybody, I promise you.
Hey, Coach, Trey Wallace, Rocky Top Insider. You spoke about the crowd as well earlier in the week with an interview down in Baton Rouge, and I'm just kind of wondering, is that more of a motivation factor for your players? I don't think they need any more motivation. You probably agree as well, playing in a super regional. But is that something that, you know, maybe you're trying to use as a rallying cry? Because, it, you know, I've heard the comments a couple times now in the past few months and even this past week, and I'm just curious on your take on it.
Spoke of the crowd in what way? I don't believe I said anything negative about the crowd this week.
No, I'm talking about the atmosphere coming into a super regional or a venue, something like that. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, this is the way it's supposed to be. You know, the people at every SEC school care deeply about their baseball teams, and this is what makes the SEC so special. And now when you add to that, it's the super regional and the stakes are the winner gets to go to Omaha and play for the national championship. You know, you're just trying to prepare your team for what to expect, you know, get them mentally ready. And I didn't want them to all of a sudden walk in the gates and all of a sudden there's 5,000 people there and they catch them by surprise. You know, their experience here earlier in the year was there was only about 1,000 people. And I wanted them to know that there was, you know, it was going to be a packed house. They had a packed house here last week for the regional, and it was going to be a different atmosphere because the place was going to be full. And yet there were going to be 600 tickets provided for LSU fans as well. So we weren't going to be alone. You know, we're going to have some fans here as well. So I was just kind of trying to draw a picture for them in their mind of what to expect when they got here. But listen, the game is not going to be between the fans. It's going to be between the teams on the field. And that's where the players' focus will be and the coaches' focus will be. And, you know, the team that pitches the best, the team that hits the best and runs the bases and makes the plays, those are the teams that that's going to be the team that wins, and that's the way it's supposed to be. The fans are going to be a part of the atmosphere, and that's going to be exciting, and that's why people come and play and coach in the SEC, because it's what makes the SEC different than anywhere else in the country, is the so many people care about college baseball in our conference.
Well, how much time have you spent thinking about Cade Beloso and, you know, what he could do for you this weekend?
I spent a lot of time thinking about Cade, and I hope that he is ready to explode this weekend. You know, he could be the X factor for us. There's no question about it. I know what he's capable of doing, and I'm seeing some glimpses that he's ready to break out. And hopefully there could be no better time for it to happen than this weekend. I've seen how great he can be, and let's hope that this is the weekend that he does it.
Coach, I know you said that this postseason is not about you and your last ride, but just how special would it be for you to clinch a super regional, you know, on the road in your last season?
Well, again, yeah, I don't want it to be about me. You know, I've had 39 years in this business, and I've loved every second of it. And I don't mean this to sound braggadocious in any way, but I've had a lot of good things happen to me in my lifetime, and I've got a bucket full of memories and things that I can always go to when I'm, you know, alone and feeling, you know, like I'm missing it and can remember. These kids, they get 3-4 years, you know, and this is something that's all about them. And I want them to experience, you know, college baseball. this just happens to be my last year, but every year is special for me. And if we can get to Omaha one more time, I'd love it. Believe me, for me personally as well, but really especially for the kids. I want them to have this experience. I know that last weekend was special for them. You know, when you work at LSU or play at LSU, it's very hard to do something that's never been done before, not been done in a long time. And when Bill Francis told me after the series last weekend that it was the first time since 1989 that LSU had won a regional on the road, that it was the first time ever that LSU had lost the first game of a regional and come back to win one, I was blown away. He also told me that LSU has never won a super regional on the road. I wish he had waited until after the series to tell me that this year, before this weekend. But, you know, we can make history this weekend too. So it's pretty cool to think that after all these years that you can do something that's never been done before. So, you know, listen, it would be special, but I don't really want to get wrapped up in me. It's all about these kids. I love them all. They're playing their hearts out. And I'd love to see them experience it much more than for me.
Brothers, sisters, high school friend coming back?
No, wife, son, grandson. That's it this time.
Coach, you have a good mix of veterans and newcomers since that 2019 Super Regional. What advice have the older players really given to the younger guys?
I don't think I can answer that question. You'll have to ask the veterans on this team. I think Landon is one of those veterans, so maybe when he's up here, you can ask that question. Landon was a freshman there, and he pitched game two against Florida State. So I'll let you ask him that question.
Coach Andrew played KTC in Lafayette. If we can reflect for a second, you know, you had media day back in early February. What is one thing you wish you knew then that you've learned throughout the year about this team?
I wish I knew Jordan Thompson was going to play as well as he's played this year. I would have had a lot less sleepless nights before the season began. How's that?